A former lecturer at the Western TVET College in Krugersdorp, east of Johannesburg, has failed to set aside her dismissal after she had posted pictures of herself and her colleague at the airport on the day that she was supposedly not fit for work due to what she claimed was a medical condition. I want to explore this in a little bit more detail now with labour lawyer Patrick Deal. So Patrick, first of all, on what legal grounds can an employer dismiss an employee for misconduct relating to, as we've seen, falsely claiming medical leave?
Well, the ground is dishonesty, first of all, and it's unfortunately very common. And insofar as the first point is concerned, dishonesty is that if you are submitting anything to your employer, making a claim for something like sick leave, and you need to produce, in this example, a medical aid certificate, the employer is entitled to rely on it as being valid. And if it suspects that it's not valid, it can check up on it. But in this case, if it accepts it as valid, grants the leave for which the person is being paid, then discovers, because the person is seen on TV or on Facebook or on other social media connections as being perfectly well and frolicking around outside of work and not sick, that is clear case of a fraudulent medical certificate. So it's a combination of fraud and dishonesty. And the point about that is the employment relationship is based, underpinned by honesty. Mm. And if this happens, then the employer simply can't trust the employee anymore. And that's gross misconduct. And it's clearly a dismissible offence and misconduct.
Patrick, does social media construe sufficient evidence?
Absolutely. It's really what the message conveys. Social media is just an additional new one, well, relatively new, sort of 15 years or so, manner in which conveying information. And it is a clear form of evidential information in the same way that a document is evidence in a trial, in any court proceedings or any disciplinary proceedings. Any verbal evidence is available for people to determine whether facts are true or not. So too are entries on social media, whether it's Facebook, WhatsApp or whatever. And it is evidence that people have said something and can be used in making a case to prove, in this case, a fraudulent medical certificate and dishonesty, which is serious misconduct.
Patrick, is there any intersection between privacy law and an employer's right to scrutinize an employee's social media activity if ultimately, as in this case, it's going to lead to disciplinary action?
It doesn't come into this situation simply because this is published. And once it's been published, you know, on social media, the protection against privacy is taken away. So it doesn't help an employee to try and rely on Poppy or anything else in these circumstances, because once it's published, it's published. It becomes public. It's no longer private. And so there's no protection at all in those circumstances.
We've got to the point now where surely an employee could cry, deep fake, that's not me. Does that not put added onus on the employer to do more due diligence in scrutinizing the social media post?
I think the first answer is that the onus would shift to the employee in that case to prove that it is not what it appears to be, because the employer is entitled to take it at face value. And effectively, if the employee says it's fake or it's AI generated, I didn't generate it, someone else has done it to set me up or frame me or something like that, the onus shifts to the employee to prove that as a defense. So the evidential obligation shifts to the employee in those circumstances to prove the allegation, which the employer hasn't made the allegation. The employee makes the allegation. So that's why the employee then has to prove it in those circumstances.
Does the employee have any rights at all when it comes to defending themselves against allegations based on their social media activity? In other words, not only that, but also right of appeal.
Well, in the first case, they do have rights to defend themselves in the same way as they are able to defend themselves against any other kind of evidence. Social media postings are simply as I mentioned earlier, one form of evidence that gets stacked up into the scales of justice to determine whether an employer has proved its case or not. And so it has a right to, you know, test whether it's credible, whether it is theirs, and what weight it should be attached in the scales of evidence piling up, either for the employer or for the employee, depending on which way the which then sways the decision-making process. And if the employer says, no, this is, in this case, a fake medical certificate, and the employee says, no, it was an AI-generated, or it's fake, or something along those lines, they can appeal, but they can only appeal on limited grounds based on whatever wrong decision has been made in the original disciplinary inquiry. So they can appeal internally, and if the appeal is overridden, and if the employer says, no, we're sticking by what we said in the disciplinary inquiry, we do think that it was fraudulent and it's not fake, and therefore we're going to hold it to you as dishonest, we're going to confirm the dismissal. So the employee in that situation can then, in a sense, appeal to the CCMA and go further, and then, you know, have another go in the CCMA to see if a commissioner or an arbitrator at the CCMA can come up with a different verdict based essentially on the same evidence. And then the commissioner's got to say, look at the evidence, listen to the version of the employee, listen to the version of the employer, and say, well, who's right and who's wrong, and weigh it up and say, you know, do I, you know, find in favor of the employer or the employee? So that, and then it's another sort of sense of appeal. Mm. Of course, then it can go higher up, of course, to the labor court and so on. It can go up quite a few levels of appeal.
Patrick Deal, I am going to leave it there. As always, thank you very much for joining me on MoneyWeb at Midday.